Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike Jr. And today is, I don't even know the day, it's Saturday, March 18th, 2017. You know, I should know because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. So yeah, today's the 18th. And I have a wonderful show here today. We're going to be working with Archangel Raphael, the fairies, the elementals, and I will be using oracle cards as well as my own intuition to bring healings and just to deliver messages of healing to you all. And I do these shows on Saturdays. I used to do it Saturday and Sunday, although my schedule's been kind of chaotic lately, so I've just tuned it down to Saturdays. But I really enjoy doing these shows, and I'm looking forward to speaking to all of you. I see the phone lines are all lit up, and there's lots of people calling in. So I'm going to try to get to as many of you as I possibly can. But, you know, please understand that if I don't get to you, that it's my intention that there's always a message for you. That is my intention. So please be listening to the other callers and whatever messages come through, because it's all about us gathering together and sharing the space and knowing that the messages are going to be for all of us. So that is definitely my intention. Now, if you are new to my show, I am an angel intuitive, which means that I was trained by Doreen Virtue to connect with the angelic realm and to do angel readings. I'm also a massage therapist, a Reiki practitioner. I'm a math teacher, believe it or not. And I just love connecting with people and sharing my gifts. And, you know, I hope that you will feel that energy as you are tuning in today. Now, I want to share something with you all. And if you're following me, you know that you already know about this, but in April, and in fact, it's actually going to be on April 11th, I'm going to have a special guest on my show, and his name is Dr. Bruce Lipton. You may have heard of him. He is the author of The Biology of Belief, and we are going to be speaking with you all about how to really harness the power of your thoughts and how to use your thoughts to create healing in your life. We know as metaphysical people, as spiritual people, that our thoughts create our reality, but this is actually science of how that actually happens. And there's a new field of science called epigenetics, which in a nutshell basically states that it is not the DNA itself that controls our health and our physical well-being. There are external forces such as our lifestyle, our thoughts, everything that we're doing is creating our life. And this is science to back that up. So it's interesting, and it's actually proven, and it's actually really what it's about is we're not victims. You know, we go to the doc. I like to use this example. We go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you're 60 years old? Good Lord, you're getting old, right? And we believe that. Or you say, I've had a history of heart disease in my family. So, you know, trained medical people in the classical way will kind of have this opinion that, well, you have to be careful because since your father and grandfather and everyone else in your family had this history of heart disease, you are doomed, or maybe not doomed, but you have a strong probability of having heart disease. And that's just not the case. You know, we are creators of our reality, and we are not victims by any means. So we're going to have a great conversation, and I hope that you can mark that on your calendar. Of course, if you can't make it live, you can listen to it on playback because all these shows are podcasts. And if you go onto the page for my radio, ascensionmagic.com, I'm sorry, it's blogtalkradio.com/ascensionmagic. You can find all my episodes there. And you can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and my website, ascensionmagic.com. So thank you all for joining me today. Now, every time I do a show, I like to pull an oracle card to get sort of the energy that we are working with for today, and just a message from the angels and whatever wants to come through. You would think I would want to work with angel cards, but I was really guided to work with this deck of cards I have called sacred geometry cards for the visionary path. I love sacred geometry. I'm very interested in that. And these cards that I work with here, if you've seen these cards, they're by Francine Hart. They're beautiful, beautiful artwork, and the messages speak to you almost like if you've ever seen the Osho Zen Tarot. The cards just really pop out at you, and the messages are very intuitive and speak to you. And the cards that I drew, the words say the lesson. And if you were to look into the guidebook, you would find that what she's referring to is how everything that is happening in our lives is teaching us something, of course. But the question really is, what lessons are you learning at this moment, right now, in your life? What is maybe occurring that you might need to seek clarification on, or you might need a broader perspective? The imagery on the card, if you look a little bit deeper, it has a flower of life pattern. Now, the flower of life pattern is like the fundamental icon of sacred geometry, and it's, you know, you see it all over the place, and it's really about channeling the highest divine information of your higher self, the universe, and beyond through your consciousness to allow you to look at things from a different perspective, to really learn the lesson that you're being taught right now so that you can master it and you can move forward with ascension and with your life. That's really what it's about. So pay attention to what's happening in your life. Pay attention to what's happening in the planet, the universe. There's so much energy happening right now. And really, you know, also you want to pay attention to how you're being guided. The angels and your guides will speak to you in ways that you understand. It might not be you hear it in your ear as like a whisper. It could be a song you hear on the radio. It could be a movie you're watching, the message in the movie. It might be a newspaper article you see, a butterfly that you see. There's many ways in which spirit communicates to you. Hopefully you are taking a moment to pay attention to that and to be aware of that. So this card comes to you as a way to say, hey, pay attention to all the signs you've been given, the lessons you're being learned, and process that so that you can make sense of that and move forward with that. So I'll post the picture of the card on my Facebook after the show so you can see it. It's a beautiful, beautiful card. Sometimes when you stare at the message, when you look at the picture, right, it can trigger something within you. You know, I'm sort of a visual person, so I know looking at the picture is helpful for me. So I invite you to look at it later, and when you see the message, ask your angels, ask your guides, what is this card speaking to me about? What is the lesson that I'm learning? And you'll find that you will receive information. The way you do that is to trust what comes to you. No matter how silly and ridiculous, you know, when you first start doing intuitive readings for people, or if you start using your psychic gifts and stuff, you kind of wonder sometimes the information you receive, you know? You're like, why am I seeing a picture of a shaggy dog when I'm asking about how to move forward with my life purpose, you know? But it could be that you go to the pet shop and you look at the shaggy dog, and maybe you are wanting to manifest a relationship, and then the person who owns the pet shop is like the person of your dreams. You know, you don't see the connection right away, but you have to trust what comes to you, no matter how silly and ridiculous it is, and know that you just have to go with it. You know, it's like just the moment you receive it, you let it. You let it out. You let it out. If you try to analyze it too much, then you kind of lose the moment, and it's like playing a game. You know, it's like this fleeting image in your mind, and you just instantly trust it. And it could be gone in a second. So you, the quicker you process it, and the more immediate you just say exactly what you see, exactly what you feel, exactly what you know, that is the message there. And I think a lot of spiritual teachers and psychic teachers will tell you that as well. So that's just kind of a message for you. Now, I was actually also guided to do a brief meditation with us all to start the show and to just put us in a space of connecting, healing, and just moving forward with our week and beyond. So what I'm going to do is put on some healing music, and I invite you to just relax and let things just flow for you. So let's get to it. Okay, let me find the music. Okay, where's the music? There it is. Okay. Okay. So we invite the beautiful Archangel Michael to be with us right now to protect our space, to give us strength and courage, as well as the Archangel Raphael to help us bring healing and clarity. And we are all connecting now, heart to heart, soul to soul, in a beautiful, divine oneness of light. We ask now that any information that we need to receive is filtering down into our consciousness, into our heart, into our mind, to our soul. See yourself opening like a flower. Beautiful petals opening up, expanding out to receive the light of the sun. Feeling the warmth and the love and the joy in you. You are love. Love. You are light. 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 Feeling yourself filling up from head to toe with this beautiful divine light. Maybe it has a color. What does it feel like to you? What are you seeing? Allowing yourself now to see your future clear. You know exactly where you need to go, exactly your next steps to take, exactly where to go. Anything you're needing healing with at this moment right now, reach out to your angels, guides, and ask them to please come and heal this for you. With everyone on this radio show, help them heal their issues, transmute it into the highest vibration of light. And as we continue on this radio show today, we ask that this show will bring blessings to everyone that listens, that the messages will be exactly what they need to hear. We're also asking for assistance to help us trust, know, and to take the action, guided action we are receiving. Let all your fears just kind of slowly drift down the river. Transmuted now. You are strong. You are full of love and confidence. You are healed. All is well. All is well. And so it is. Awesome. So thank you for being a part of that meditation. And, you know, again, when I do these meditations, I really don't script it. It's whatever comes through me, anything that I just feel guided to say. And I kind of feel the energy of the people that are on the radio show, of whatever my angels and guides, and I just go with it. So I hope that that was helpful for you. I feel like it's wonderful to be able to start our show on a positive note and to get us centered. You know, pay attention to what you are receiving, what you are getting. And again, just trust it immediately, no matter how ridiculous you think it might have been, trust it. And if you need more clarification, definitely ask your angels to clarify or to repeat it or to speak louder in a way that you really can really understand it. And just pay attention. Pay attention to what you're receiving, because I guarantee you there are messages for you. Okay? And I'm sending you lots of love and happiness and peace to help you on your journey. And we are going to get to the phone lines. Yay! Okay, let's play music for that. This is always fun. Almost reminds me of like horse races, right? But it's nice to be on a silly little note there. So I'm actually, if you're not familiar with my show, I will actually say your area code, and that's how you'll know you're on the air. And then I'll just ask you to please state your name and, you know, how I can assist you, and we'll go from there. So I know that I have someone from Facebook who's calling in, and her name is Kim. So I think Kim's like, please take my call. So I will take Kim's call here. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Great? Okay, you don't sound great. You sound like something's going on.
Well, I'm going through a bit of emotional healing, and
uh-huh.
I just like to hear from the fairies or the angels on how to get through this portion of my life.
Uh-huh. I can feel it. It feels there's a lot of stress. It feels a lot of anger going on right now.
Yes.
So they're telling me to tell you to just breathe through it. Okay? Breathe and just breathe through it. And I feel like really going out in nature is very helpful for you at this moment right now. I feel like you know, sometimes we can get so caught up in what's going on in our situation that we forget to kind of go outside and take some deep breaths and just sort of let things go, you know. It feels like you are a person that does a lot for other people, and what happens is that you feel like you do so much for others that when is it going to come back to you? It's sort of like, well, I'm giving and giving. When is the time for me to receive? So what I'm going to do for you, Kim, I'm actually sending you some healing energy, of course, and anyone that's listening can please help Kim send her some healing energy to assist her and to just clear her energy out. I'm actually going to do that and also work with this deck of cards I have called the Archangel Power Tarot cards. I really like working with these cards because they're very specific about next steps and claiming your power and just getting back into a clear space. Okay? Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. So just breathe, and I'm actually sending you Reiki as well. And just, okay, for some reason they're telling me cinnamon is important for you right now. Whether that's eating cinnamon or having cinnamon, like incense burning, the cinnamon is somehow helpful for you to help you just get a clearer perspective. Okay, you can buy cinnamon incense. They're very inexpensive. So that's just something to consider.
Okay.
I feel like this started around the holiday season. Like it feels like it started around that era, like last year, and it's like building up to a crescendo. Like I feel like there's actually a huge release going on. Like you're telling me a sigh of relief, Archangel Michael saying this. By Easter, it feels like things are going to be clearer for you. I'm also getting the Mother Mary is here with you and helping you to learn about compassion a little bit more, about compassion and for understanding for yourself and for others. It feels like maybe you feel like you're alone sometimes, but you're not going through this alone. You are definitely guided with angelic assistance for sure. But as you remember at the beginning of the show, I said there's lessons to be learned. So we want to ask ourselves, what is the lessons that we're being learned right now to help our souls to evolve, to help our souls really learn? Because it seems like for us, people who are going on a spiritual path, we think we're at this level of mastery, but then things happen again to sort of help us really truly master the lesson about forgiveness, about compassion, about remembering. So that's kind of what's happening. And I'm really seeing Archangel Michael. He's kind of vacuuming up your space right now. He's clearing your aura and just lifting away things out of your back, kind of clearing you away. Just really, really clearing. And it's really about kind of taking back your power, really. You know, you're only as confused and as lost as you allow yourself to be. You know, it's easy, like energy comes to us and things happen and we can get sort of, we can definitely feel confused, but the more that we tell ourselves we're confused, the more that we tell ourselves I don't know where to go, the more that we allow that to be our reality, the more that it happens for us. So there's definitely confusing energy happening with you, with all of us right now, this world, this vibration, this energy. But you don't want to get caught up in it, that you allow that to be the truth for you. Because that's not the truth, okay? So they're telling me to tell you to take back your power, but speak up when you need to speak up. Like, whenever you feel guided to speak up, you need to just do that, to speak out your truth, your way, that's important for you. And you've known this before, and it's like you're remembering where you were more connected. You're still connected. You already always are. But we create this in our minds where we think that we're not, and then we continue to believe it. And then that's what manifests it. Your thoughts are manifesting more powerfully and faster than they ever have before. And your emotions are clearing. So there's a huge clearing going on. There's a huge, like, releasing going on so that you can really master these things. That's kind of what I feel. Now, I'm going to draw some cards for you, and I'm going to think about your next steps for healing here, and we're going to see what card comes out. Okay, so let's see. What card? Okay, so that one's coming forth here. Okay, so the card that I drew for you, it's the Ten of Raphael, and it's interesting because Raphael, of course, we know the angel of healing, but it's a great card because we think of ten as being the number of completion, and it's really about fulfilling relationships with family, fulfilling relationships with, you know, a significant other, but it's more about family, and it's like happily ever after is what this card is saying. When I look at the card, it shows a picture of two people kind of having a picnic, and there's like children running around, and there's a rainbow, so it's a very positive card. It's about returning to that space of harmony within you. It seems like things are getting better, are going to get better for you, but you need to pay attention to the guidance you've been given. It feels like you feel like no one's helping you, but that's not true. Like you are being helped, but maybe you're not seeing the solution because perhaps you're thinking about the problem instead of really what the solution could be to the problem. I think that's a common thing that we do, is that we focus on how bad we feel or how crappy our health is or whatever. We focus on those things, and then that keeps us mirrored in that. Like instead of looking outside, like, okay, how can I heal this? How can I move past this and focusing on that. Is all of this making sense to you so far?
Yes.
Okay. So I also drew another card for you. This is the Empress card. This is Archangel Gabriel, who is about helping you to take action. So the card says, time to take action and act on your plans. Creativity is being rewarded. So creative energy, creative resources, and abundance, really. So Gabriel is like the angel of communication and like of art and creativity and stuff. So Gabriel is there as well. Gabriel is also the angel that is communicating with childbirth. So there's something about a child, I feel, like maybe a pregnancy of some type. I don't know if it's with you or with someone else, but there's something about a young child. So I hope that makes sense to some capacity.
I don't know about that.
Okay. So they just show me, like, like a childbirth or a pregnancy, possibly. Maybe you're wanting to be pregnant or planning to be pregnant or something about that. Like our nurse, being a nurse with children or something like that is okay. coming up. So just pay attention to the message. That's what's coming through. And it might not okay. be for you. It could be for someone else on the call as well. Like I said, it's for someone else. But I'm really seeing Gabriel with the horn as like announcing childbirth or pregnancy up to some capacity. So, you know, you are definitely getting guidance. You definitely are. They're saying you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, find a space in nature that you can just let go and sit quietly and just surrender to the angels, surrender to God, surrender, and just pay attention to the messages you're receiving, because you're not going through it alone. There's many people that are in your same situation right now, right? It's all about the path of ascension. That's really where you're at. You're moving forward on your path, and don't let any temporary emotional ickiness stop you. It's just temporary. You know, let it go, let it flow, and focus on the healing. Focus on yourself being perfect, yourself being well. Focus on that. And I that's kind of what I'm getting for you for today.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I hope everything is going to get better for you soon, okay?
Yeah, I know it will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go see what I got. So many calls coming in. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling. Let's go to, looks like I got, sorry, go next. Let's see. Let's go to 520. I'm going to get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
You know, I can, but I think you probably should take someone else because I'm not really sure what would be a good question to ask.
Okay, I can just pull you a card and see what card comes up. I can do a general reading for you.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, can I have your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to see here. Let's see. I'm going to actually, let's see, which cards do I want to work with? I got all these different cards lined up. They want me, I'm going to work with Archangel Raphael because that's actually the angel of healing. And I want to do that and see what messages come forth from there. So let's see. So Archangel Raphael, what messages do we have for Lisa right now? And we'll see what comes up. Okay, here we go. Okay, that card comes through. Just shuffling here.
Sure.
Okay, I got three cards. So there's a couple of cards here. Now, remember, these cards are all about, like, health and taking health issues into our own hands and you know, really helping us to take charge of our health. The first one that I drew was about sunlight, and that card comes up oftentimes when it's really about just going out, getting some sun, you know, and letting the sun hit our skin for just like, you know, 15 minutes, getting that vitamin D. But it's... If you look at the picture, though, there's a picture of a angel holding a basket of like fruit, and fruit is like comes from a tree, and it like soaks up all that sunlight. So it could be like just changing, not changing your diet necessarily, but like including some fruit into your diet so you can have some more of that high vibrational energy. And I'm going to read it along with all the other cards because the other cards say, now this is interesting, we have a card about exercise. We have a card about stretching, and there's also a card in here about second opinion. So this is a really interesting card because it's suggesting that if there is something in your life, it doesn't necessarily have to be a health issue, although these cards are about health. It's saying get a second opinion. Trust where you're being guided. You know, and it doesn't have to be like a doctor or health issue. It could be any kind of advice that you're getting. Like maybe look at alternatives to whatever you're being told. Like really look at all the options before you take action on it. And that could be for anything in your life. It could be for health. It could be for career. Anything. you know, because there's so much information out there now. We live in the information age, and it's like there's a ton of information. Try to look at alternate perspectives before you really act. But I think the card that's the strongest that's sticking out to me is the sunlight card, and it goes along with the exercise. So, you know, go out and exercise in the sun and just really get yourself moving and let that energy flow through you so that you can feel better and you could be a better channel for others as well. Because when we're healthy and vibrant and alive and full of all this energy, it rubs off on other people, and it's sort of like this chain reaction, if you will.
You know, that's something that I do, and I just got over a bout of pneumonia, so that set me back.
Ooh.
And this past few days, I've had an intense workout with a toddler. He's in my life as one of my relatives. It's very close to me, so I had a very intense workout. But I kept thinking, man, I really need to, because the pneumonia set me back so bad that I kept trying to get back into my routine, and I kept getting knocked back down again physically. So, that fits. It definitely fits. You know, for some reason, my phone, I'm going to have to get a new phone because I keep trying to fix the problem, but I think I'm going to be losing you now on my phone here. I'm sorry. It's giving me some problems, and I apologize. My phone's just not working all that well. So I'm so sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I can hear you just fine. I just wanted to say before we lose you that it fits. It's definitely fitting. And I think we just lost you. So that's all right. Just to add on to what was being said, and you can listen to this later, Lisa. I hope that you can come back later. The sunlight is definitely helpful to help absorb that into your skin, into your body. And the second opinion thing, it doesn't necessarily mean, like I said, a doctor. It could be find an alternative approach to therapy for you, some type of second way of doing things. And I think that's definitely, it seems like this was really on point. So I hope that that was really helpful for you. And let me know on Facebook how things are going for you, and we'll go from there, okay? So thank you so much, Lisa. And again, thank you everyone else for joining. We got so many other calls coming in. I'm going to take another call, and we'll see what comes here. Let's go to 561. Going to get you on the line. Take this working here. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Hi, hello.
Hi. Can I get your name?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How can I help you today?
Can I get a general? There's a lot going on, so I just wanted to know what.
Isn't that true for all of us? Good Lord. We all have everything. The energy right now is like crazy. And it's like, I can't even watch the news anymore because it's just so depressing. Like, I just can't.
Right.
Like, yeah. And, okay, so Stacy, okay. I actually really, really get the strong sense of Archangel Michael and Raphael are both working with you. Michael is helping you.
Those
kind
are two
of
I
move.
Call on.
Yeah, Michael is really helping you to sort of, like, be confident and be strong and to just kind of push through all the garbage, so to speak, and just like push through and say, you know, I'm going to get through this. He's really, really helping you. But you want to ask him specifically to release the fear that you feel. Like, I feel like it's in your solar plexus a little bit, and that's our center of power. You want to feel like it's safe for you to be powerful and to take action. Like, and you just want to ask him, and we can ask him now, to really give you confidence to release the fears that you feel that might be holding you back, and just cut any cords of anything that's fear-based, whether it's from your own thoughts or from other people, and just allowing you to really just kind of move forward with that. Some of what you're experiencing, I feel right now, Stace, it's from like past life stuff. And there's a lot of things that are coming up for all of us that we're releasing, that it's like, why are we experiencing this again, right? We thought we went through this already, but it's coming up again so that you can really move forward. There's a lesson to be learned, and there's healing taking place for you. And it feels like there's a lot of gentleness around you right now. Do you work with children at all?
No.
There's a young one around you, it seems like, to some capacity, and whether it's your own or maybe from you know, a niece or a nephew. There's someone that's there, and I feel like it's really helping you to feel more, just, it feels, you feel more safe with that energy, okay? Now, I'm going to work with, I have this other deck of cards called the Fairy Tarot cards. We're going to work with these cards, and we're going to see what comes up, and also Angel Tarot as well, and we're going to get messages for you. So my question is, what does Stacy need to know right now? And let's do that. Let's ask that question, and we'll just kind of see what goes from there. Okay, well, it's got one right away. Okay. Now, this card is the Ace of Spring, and I like this because spring is, like, right here, right? We're, like, right at the beginning of spring, and it's the Ace, which is, like, you know, the beginning. It makes perfect sense. But it says it's time to take action. Be fearless and happy as you pursue your most treasured dreams, career opportunities. And it's interesting, again, because it shows like a little girl on the picture. So there's that sense of, so it could be the images I'm seeing of a kid or your inner child coming through. And there's lots of butterflies all over this card. So butterflies, as we know, are transformation. So you're transforming. You're but you got to go out and just spread your wings. You got to just say, you know what, I'm going to, like, transform whatever this mucky stuff is I'm going through. I'm going to emerge as this beautiful butterfly and knowing that I have everything it takes to succeed, and I'm going to be fearless with that. That's kind of where you're being pushed right now. Even though it seems like it's difficult, it's really there's something coming from it. And the other card that I drew is the Six of Autumn. So what this card says, it says the good that you're doing or the good that you do in general always comes back to you. It's the golden rule, right? And what you give out, you also receive. So it says that there's an unexpected inflow of abundance of money or like a debt being repaid. You know, I feel like it's really for you, though, as I'm looking at the card, about a sense of community. It feels like you are desiring to be a part of a spiritual community of people that really understand you, that get you. If you haven't already found one, it's saying, like, really look for one or really find the one that can really support you and help you. And that'll help you financially. That'll help you because you'll feel like you're supported. You'll have friends and people who just get you on that deep spiritual level. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because I really feel like you've been wanting that sense of connection with other people, with people who just kind of get you, that community, that just like sense of home, that sense of family. And that's what they're saying. Like, you can find, like, groups on meetup.com is a really great one you can go to, or just really anything that you're interested in. You know, maybe say you're interested in cooking. Go to a cooking class or something. Be around people who are like-minded like you, and so you can feel that sense of support, that sense of community. I think that's really important for you. That'll help you to just feel less icky. You'll feel more support. That's important. Now, I'm also going to ask the angels now, what are your next steps? That's really what I'm going to try to get here for Stacy. What do we want Stacy's next steps to be? How can she move forward fearlessly and just move past everything? Okay, here we go. So, okay, again, this is the Three of Raphael, but when you look at the card, there's a group of mermaids. It's like a community, so it really seems like community is important for you. This one is more appropriate because it's like a group of girls, and they're just hanging out by the ocean, having a good old time. And it's like, it says a community of friends, happy announcements regarding relationships or children. So it seems like to me you're really getting the message of community, family, you know, having a sense of support and following through with where you're feeling guided. So I feel like you're getting guidance right now, even on this call. Like, I feel like the angels are talking to you. Like, pay attention to the images you're seeing as I'm talking, to the words you're hearing, anything that's guided to you. Really take that action and be a part of some kind of community and know that you deserve to receive all that you've given. Like, it's all coming back to you. That's really what it seems like. It's time to take action. Things are coming back to you.
Hmm. Yeah, what goes around comes around. That's true.
Absolutely. So you have to go out and find some community, girlfriend. You have to find something that's going to support you.
Okay.
Yep. And that's going to be, like, really helpful for you. It's really going to just make you feel more at peace and help you to let go of anything that isn't working. So that's what I feel for you today.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. I'm glad that it's been helpful. And again, pay attention to what your angels are telling you. They're going to guide you on where to go. Follow that guidance, and you will definitely be where you need to be.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Right. You do
bye
the
bye
same. Thank you.
I shall. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to, I don't believe that I got 780 on the line yet. Let's get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sophie? I haven't talked to you for a bit.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jay from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hey there.
How are you? Are you doing well?
Fine. I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm just a little bit.
I can tell. I kind of feel in your energy. You're kind of like, okay. It's like,
well, no, I'm just
a little
bit tired.
Huh?
I'm just, yeah, there's a lot going on right now, too, for sure, in everybody's world, too. You know, yours and mine, everybody else around the world, too. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So I have a question, actually.
Yeah.
Prayers for my mother. She has pancreatic cancer, and just asked for angel blessings and prayers. So she's going for a major operation on the 13th of April.
So your mother is going through an operation, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Definitely. Definitely send you some extra healing, of course, on that. So are you wanting some guidance on that? Is that what you're asking me about? Like, what is that?
Well, my mother doesn't want to do any internal work to actually, you know, really do something about this, but I guess that's her own choice, so.
Yeah.
I think some guidance on that one would be great. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I'll see you. What I can pick up, I'm going to work with Raphael again because these are the healing angels as well. And, okay. So, and I feel like in a sense, though, for you, it's almost like there's a part of you that feels powerless because it's like you said, you want your mother to like do these particular, you know, think about it in a different way, but you understand she has free will and that. But it's important for you to just kind of let things happen in the right way that like for in the way that is the most divine for everybody involved. That's kind of what I'm trying to say, you know, and just do the best you can with the energy that's presented to you. That's all you can really do. And I'm going to sit here and ask Archangel Raphael here. So give me a moment. I need to disconnect here. Okay. So I'm going to ask what messages we can get about your mother here. All right. So yeah, I can feel how you're very close to your mom. I can definitely feel that as well. And I'm just acknowledging that. And I'm going to share some cards that I drew for you. And I'm thinking about your situation. So the first one that came up, it's about the home in general. And that's interesting because this whole situation obviously is affecting your house. I'm sure you're do you live with your mom or no? Or does she live with you?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
But the home, obviously, we think of, when we think of parents, you know, that's like our home. And so it's appropriate that card comes up. But the card comes up to say that Archangel Raphael is giving you the courage to accept the help you're being given, but to also ask for help where you need it. And that's kind of why this card comes up. And any kind of guidance you've been receiving, like just obviously follow that guidance. There's a couple different things the card can mean. It's really going to be important for you to ask your angels as well, like what this card is represented, because there's so many areas this card can go into. But it's also, you know, we think about health, we think about your mother's situation. Perhaps home healthcare workers, you know, maybe there could be a situation where you might want to have some extra support to help around your mom's home. If she needs some support, perhaps that could be what it's coming to as well. When I see the image on the card, I see, looks like an angel that has like a shield on a horse. So it's like you know, you are protected. Your home is protected. Your situation is guided divinely. I really think that that's what it's saying when I look at it from that perspective. It's interesting to me, too, that the other card, because I drew two cards, is about organic foods. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, like, what mom's diet is like, or that could also be a message for you. So perhaps she has been getting guidance to change her diet a little bit and maybe is kind of reluctantly following that advice. And it could also be for you as well, and it's for everybody. You know, organic foods are definitely helpful for us. Let me see what other messages I can receive to help. I really feel like you might want to benefit from sort of space clearing your mom's space, like around like her home, her energy. She feels like she's very just determined to do things her way, you know, and I think like, a lot of parents are that way. She feels like, but it feels like she's very, I'm going to do things my way, and that's how it is. And I'm not saying that she's not open to suggestions or advice, but she's kind of just going to have to do things the way that she needs to do it for her. So it's hard. It's going to be hard for you to really give her some great advice, like, hey, try this. Hey, you know, like it's going to be up to her to really do that. I think you already know that. But as she might be recovering, you know, like the road to recovery could be definitely through changing her diet, changing her lifestyle, especially eating is what I feel like. That's like the big aha, you know, like big overall message. What else am I getting? Let me see. Just pay attention to your dreams too, I feel like they're telling me. Like you can get guidance in dreams, not just like actual at night, but like daydreams. Like you sort of get these inspirational moments to help you to know how to take action, to know how to take guided action with that, you know? Like that's really what I'm feeling right now. And that's kind of all I'm really getting right now. You know, like I think that you kind of already know what to do. It just, you know, it's saying your home is protected, your situation's guided, but food and diet are really important right now, it seems like to me. That's kind of what I'm getting.
I got my mom on a organic diet and supplements right now, but it's not
good
enough for this operation. This operation is like 6 to 8 hours, so it's a
oh my
it's
lord.
A good one. Yeah, it's
yeah, that's a long time. That's scary.
Probability of this actually working is not so good as some famous people have actually died from pancreatic cancer. So it doesn't really have how rich you are or how poor you are. It's just, you know, it's really interesting that way too, where you take it and the attitude too towards it.
I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was saying was it's important that you just trust the highest divine and that everything is going to happen in the perfect divine plan, whatever that is. You know, we can pray for a specific outcome, you know, we can definitely do that, but it's ultimately going to be in the end the divine and also your mom with her free will and what she's deciding for herself, you know. It's really going to be what her spirit and what her soul is desiring to do. So it's hard to say, like, you know, like, this is how the operation's going to turn out, or this is how things are going to be. And that's always something that it's open because she has free will, and it's really going to be with her angels, her guides, her higher self, where she wants to go with that, you know. Mm. But it's definitely going to be important for you to support, you know, obviously like you are, and send healing energy and love as much as you possibly can, but honoring that, you know, we as a soul, we have our own plan in place and, you know, trying to get in that space of trusting the divine and also looking at it from the perspective of, you know, even though we know that there is going to be a time when we are not going to be around anymore, that our spirit will live on, you know, so whatever does happen in the end, we know that spiritual energy will always be there no matter what, and we have to just try to honor that. I think as you told me before, you do have, like, you're a medium, right? Or you're trying to be a medium? I can't remember.
No, I'm not. I'm just, right now I'm doing some working with channeling, so it's really interesting right now, but I do drum stuff, so I do meditation and spiritual stuff, so yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I couldn't remember because I know I've talked with you before, but I thought I might be getting you mixed up with somebody else. But I'm sure that you understand, though, that, you know, spirit is always guiding us, and there's lessons to be learned for mom, but also for you. There's something that you're really learning, you're really mastering how to move forward with this situation, how to be compassionate, and how to just flow and be of guidance and be of support as much as you possibly can without getting too attached, without being too without worrying too much about it, like just being open-hearted as much as you can, being the compassion, being the love and light that you know you can be, and just demonstrating that to every capacity. And I think that's really an important lesson for all of us. Like, how can we be compassionate and loving regardless of what is going on with around us? You know, there's so much craziness going on. So I think that's an important lesson. I feel like I need to draw a card for you, and this is interesting, just specifically for you. I was thinking about mom, but I want to actually work with a different deck of cards. These are the Ascension cards. These are from Diana Cooper, who she writes a lot about Ascension and, you know, connecting with angelic Ascension guides and stuff. And I feel like they want to communicate a message to you. So I'm going to draw a card for you. Ooh la la.
The bonus card.
Let's see what comes
Thank
up.
You. The bonus message.
No problem. Okay, so there's actually two that kind of stick together, but the first one that I came out is what it says. It says the gold and silver cloak. It says, you have chosen this card of perfect harmony when you balance your wisdom and power, giving and receiving. Your connection with the earth and heaven, it offers you the courage to love. This makes you magnetic to people, to animals, to situations, so that you can attract all that is in your highest good. Your guidance is to bring yourself into harmony and balance. Then visualize yourself wearing the gold and silver cloak so that you can draw in the angels to purify the energy around you. That's a beautiful card. It's very spot on, it seems like to me, like balancing, right? We have all these things going on, but we're balancing it out. And there's the other card that came out was the Fire Dragon, which is about transmuting stuck energy in your aura. So you can ask, and you don't really have to work with fire dragons. You can just ask the angels to transmute anything. But this is really, though, when you do that, visualizing sparkly diamond white light, that's what the card is about. And that is there's lots of transmuting energies. You know, there's the violet flame and so on. But this is one of them that really just purifies to a very high vibrational energy. And that's kind of what I was picking up on, too, when you can actually ask the angels to purify your mother's space and your mother's, you know. And they're also telling me maybe it's time for you to start teaching a little bit more, like your spiritual teaching a little bit more, like start teaching more classes, like if you're not already. I think you said that you are teaching. I thought I heard you say that.
Yeah, I am actually teaching a drum class next month. So
a drum class?
Yeah, drum making class.
Cool. Start teaching more, though. Like, it seems like that's good, but start teaching a lot of the spiritual things that you're learning, that you've mastered, and helping be like put some of that in there, you know, like in meditation and other things, you know, because there's things that you have to share that people will benefit from, and take guided action as you feel guided on that, because all these lessons that we learn are so that we can help other people master it. Now that we've learned it, I can teach you so that you can master it, and so on. So that's what I feel is important for you. I see Archangel Raziel, who is the angel of spiritual teacher, so that's really, he's coming in right, really strong. So that is another reminder to me that, hey, you do some more spiritual teaching. They're showing me books, so there's lots of books that you're going to be guided to read, or if you're not already reading them, that'll have information that'll really help you a little bit more, in particular some stuff about like more esoteric things like sacred geometry and really like kind of what other people would consider woo-woo kind of things, but that's stuff that's interesting to you, and I think that there's materials out there that are going to help you a little bit more to remember some of the things you've done before, because you do have a connection with Atlantis, I feel, and that's where that sacred geometry comes from, and that's where some of this energy that you feel, the spirituality part of you, is really where it comes from. There's also a connection with Sirius, the star system, so if you feel connected with water, with oceans a lot, that's from the Sirius star system. So that's kind of what's coming through for me as well. So lots of different messages, you know, like it's kind of just kind of comes through me, and I just blah, blah, spit it out. But pay attention to where you feel guided to do teaching. That's important for you. And transmute anything that is not of your highest potential, whatever it could be. I think we all have some things that we can transmute. But, yeah, you know, like, do your best to flow, to be compassionate and as loving as you can through this time. And that's all you really can do. You know, try your best to be compassionate and loving and trust what you feel guided.
Yeah. Awesome. Great messages.
Been helpful for you.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I just went to do some meditations today, and I'll do it.
So. Okay, awesome, Jay. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and it's nice to talk to you again. I really appreciate you calling.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed evening, blessed day. Be
you
loved.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yep.
All right, guys. So got a couple minutes left in the show. I don't think I have any time to take another call, but I want to remind you that every message that came forth today is a message for you. That's my intention. And, you know, we want to work with Archangel Raphael for any kind of healing issues that you might have. You're going to notice Raphael when you see the emerald green energy around you, or you're just going to feel a presence near you of love, a loving, compassionate presence. Okay, so next week on the show, I'm not sure exactly what my topic will be, but I'm thinking maybe either sacred geometry, because I love doing that, or maybe I keep saying I'm going to do earth angel reading, so that could be coming up as well. But be checking out, please, the radio show page. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, click follow. That will keep you posted with the newest episodes. And remember, April 11th, I'm going to have Bruce Lipton on the show, and we are going to be talking about healing with the power of your thoughts. You're using your thoughts to heal, right? And the science of that, how science proves that to be true. So it's going to be a great show. And if you would like to show, again, click follow. You can also, again, find me on Facebook, facebook.com, Ascension Magic, or my website, ascensionmagic.com. And I want to wish you lots of love. And as I always say to you every single week, all is well, guys. All is well. We're going to end with a little bit of love.
Mm-hmm.